From Spark and Anvil and Character Forge, this is Patch in Chapter 1 of the Character Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Ink met Patch on the first cold morning of autumn, when the dew had turned to frost on the garden gate. She was a small brown rabbit, sitting very still near the bottom of the thorn bush by the fence. Ink almost walked right past her, but then he noticed something. One of her long ears had a tidy little mend in it, a soft patch of paler fur, stitched over with care, right near the tip. The rest of her was quick and bright, but near that thorn bush, she moved slowly. She tucked her mended ear down flat against her head, the way you might shield a sore tooth with your tongue. "You're being very careful there," Ink said gently. The rabbit looked up. "I'm always careful here," she said. "This is where it happened." She touched the patch on her ear with one paw. "My name is Patch. This little mend is the most important part of me." Ink sat down on the cold ground, careful not to crowd her. "Will you tell me about it?" he asked. Patch was quiet for a moment. Then she told him, "When I was very small, I was in a terrible hurry. I squeezed under this thorn bush instead of hopping around it. A thorn caught my ear and tore it." She wiggled her nose. "My grandmother mended it for me that same night. She used the softest thread she had. It didn't hurt for long." "So now you slow down here," Ink said softly. "I slow down everywhere there are thorns," Patch said. "I check twice before I squeeze through tight places. I hop the long way around, even when I'm late." She smoothed the patch again. "Most rabbits would just see a fast little rabbit, but everything fast about me has one slow, careful part. And the careful part is this." She held up her mended ear. "The old day is over, but I still carry it. It's stitched right into me." Ink felt that quiet click in his chest, the one he got whenever a lesson came to life in front of him. "Her past is something I can see," he thought. "It healed, but it's still here, shaping every hop she takes."
"Patch," Ink said. "I teach a little class about how to build characters, and I have been trying for weeks to explain something I could never quite show. Would you come and sit with my students? Just as you are." Patch tilted her head. "I'd have to hop the long way to your cottage," she warned. "I won't go under anything sharp." "The long way is perfect," Ink said. So Patch came to the riding cottage, taking the safe, wide path around the garden. She settled onto a cushion by the window, her mended ear tucked down soft. The students leaned in to look at the tidy patch of pale fur. They wanted to know how she got it, and the moment they wondered that, Ink knew his lesson had already started.
"Class," Ink said, "watch Patch for a moment. She is gentle and careful, especially near anything sharp. Now why?" The students didn't know yet. "Patch, would you tell them?" So she told them about the thorn bush and the hurry and her grandmother's soft thread. And Ink watched the students' faces change. Before, they had just seen a careful rabbit. Now they understood her. They felt something warm and a little tender toward her. "That," Ink said quietly, "is the secret. Patch was shaped by one old day. It happened before you ever met her. You can't see the thorn bush anymore. Only the mend it left behind. But once you know the old story, everything she does makes sense." He smiled. "When you build a character, give them an old day like this. Something that happened before the first page. You don't have to tell the reader right away, but you must know it. It will quietly steer everything they do." A student asked, "Does the old thing have to be sad?" "Not always," Ink said. "It can be a proud day, or a funny one, or a frightening one. But it must have left a mark. A soft patch where the character is forever a little different." He nodded at Patch's ear. "The mend is the proof that the past is real."
That evening,
After the students had gone, Patch stayed by the window. The frost had melted. She watched the last light go gold over the garden, her mended ear finally relaxing, lifting a little in the warm air. "It's strange," she said to Ink. "For a long time, I felt shy about my ear. I thought it made me look like a rabbit who'd made a mistake." She paused. "But your students didn't laugh. When they heard the story, they got soft and quiet, like they were holding the old day gently with me." "They were," Ink said. Patch leaned her cheek against the cool glass. She felt something she hadn't expected. Not embarrassment and not sadness, but a settled, cared-for kind of calm. The old day was still stitched into her. It always would be. And for the first time, that felt less like a tear and more like the place where she had been mended and loved and made whole again.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Patch. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.